On the eve of the tour by India, the New Zealand cricket captain, Kane Williamson, made the extraordinary offer of stepping aside from the leadership role. This weekend marks a busy start to the new year for both the Black Caps and the White Ferns. The men are playing 5 T20s, 3 ODIs and 2 tests against India, while the women play a series against South Africa ahead of next month's T20 World Cup in Australia. Speaking yesterday, Williamson brushed aside concerns about his leadership in the Test series loss in Australia. However, as our cricket reporter Clay Wilson suggests, the job doesn't get any easier against the Indians.
In the air. Gone, got him. Kane Williamson's gone. Pattinson strikes here at the MCG. He's got the danger man and the captain of New Zealand, Williamson.
For the Black Caps, facing a powerful Indian team in all three formats is a chance to bounce back from a forgettable Test series in Australia. The 3-0 thumping raised new questions about the captaincy of Kane Williamson, who also struggled with the bat during the series. A review of the Australian tour is being carried out by New Zealand Cricket, and Williamson says he'll do what's best for the team.
If those discussions are to sort of eventuate and collectively there's a thought that it would be best for the team, then, you know, once again, my stance is whatever is right and fits the group. So I'm always open to whatever is going to help move the team in those directions.
While New Zealand were utterly dominated by the Australians, India arrive in Aotearoa having scored an impressive 2-1 one-day series win at home against Australia. Indian captain Virat Kohli isn't reading too much into both teams' most recent results.
It's irrelevant, honestly. You have to play good cricket to win every series at the international level, and something that we have done well as a side. So for us, every series is a fresh start. And New Zealand in New Zealand is obviously a tougher challenge than playing them back home in India. So we definitely have to be at our best game.
Kohli and the Indian team have what seems a never-ending stream of matches. In contrast, the White Ferns haven't had a match for almost a year. New coach Bob Carter says while the looming T20 World Cup is their priority, 3 one-day matches to start South Africa's tour provide a chance to look ahead.
It's just good to come back to play again after an 11-month break. So we have to make the most of these first 3 games, and we can use it a little bit for our T20 prep. I'm really looking at a bigger picture from 2021 World Cup as well, giving some girls the opportunity to really show how they can move forward.
South Africa aren't regarded as a heavyweight of the women's game. But all-rounder Susie Bates, who has opted against a return to captaincy to allow fellow star Sophie Devine to claim that role, says they won't underestimate their opposition.
They're a quality side. They've got 6 or 7 quality batters in the top order. Lots of them have played in the Big Bash, so we've seen a lot of them recently. But yeah, they're going to be one of the real contenders at the 2020 World Cup, so a great test for us leading into that.
A T20 World Cup is also on the horizon for the New Zealand and Indian men, who have recent history at a global event. Kohli, though, insists this tour has nothing to do with a certain Black Caps semi-final win at last year's one-day World Cup.
Even if you want to think of revenge, these guys are so nice, you can't get into that zone. Honestly, we get along really well with all these guys, and it's all about just being competitive on the field, and I don't think that this is about any kind of revenge at all. It's just about 2 quality sides playing good cricket. It's a challenge for us to beat New Zealand here, and something that we're totally up for.
The same goes for Williamson and the Black Caps. The New Zealand skipper says taking on a top team is exactly the way he wants to follow up a tough experience.
It's funny because you do want to be playing the best. Not losing, that's not funny. But it's funny that you still desire to keep pushing your game forward, and the best way to do that is to keep learning, and often playing against the best is the best opportunity to learn.
Tonight's first T20 starts just before 8, with tomorrow's opening Women's One Day International underway at midday. Mō te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Clay Wilson aho.